Blog Talk Radio.
To the top, not girl, to the top, not girl. Put your hands in the air, to the top, not girl, to the top, not girl, to the top, not girl. Put your hands in the air, to the top, not girl, to the top, not girl, to the top, not girl. Put your hands in the air, 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 to the top, not girl, to the top, not girl, to the top, not girl, to the top, not girl. You put your head in it and your nails too. They look at you to the end, never make a tell you. Keep it poppin', now you're brand new. Hey, you say you wanna, so you can't lose. Girl, gonna check it off your list. 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 Let them hate it to kiss. Let them hate it to kiss. Let them hate it to kiss. Let them hate it to kiss.
Stronger, stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely.
welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show, and we want to welcome you here tonight on this Throwdown Thursday. And tonight, we got a special treat for you. We got Men's Fashion Week LA in the house, and we got two spokespersons, Mr. Brian Sigley. So I'm excited about it. To all those listeners out there, you want to sit back, relax, and tell your friends and family that the Nikki Rich Show is on. And we're broadcasting right now out of New Jersey. Yes. New Jersey. But we're originally based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and L.A., as well as Atlanta. But the Nikki Rich Show, we are a global network with over 450,000 listeners out there. And I tell you, some of our affiliates, radio stations, as well as in other countries, Australia, shout out to CC Radio. We also have Germany, as well as London. Yes, we have many networks throughout the globe. So much love to everybody that's supporting the movement. The Nikki Rich Show, we are growing, expanding, building, and we want to share the project with you. And tonight we're going to be sharing with you Men's Fashion Week LA. I'm excited about it. And for those who might want to tune in and call in and speak with our spokesperson tonight, you can at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to our guest tonight. And we do have our social networking sites open. And we have the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram. Everything is open right now. And you can follow us at Miss Nikki Rich. And you can also follow us at Show. And that's spelled at MSNIKKIRICH. Or you can go at MSNIKKIRICHOW. Yes. We're going to get back to it, and we have Jade.
I'm in my own zone.
It's crazy.
I've been here so long.
But it feels so right.
I keep it going.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We are live here tonight on this Throwdown Thursdays. I'm excited you're listening to Miss Egypt Music Throwaway the Keys. But guess what, guys? It's that time. We got our special guest in the building. I want to welcome all you to call in at 323-580-5749, and press that 1. Well, with no further ado, I'm excited to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. He is known as the face of Men's Fashion Week LA. We would like to welcome Mr. Brian Sibley. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Ms. Nikki Rich. Just excited to let the world know, and also thank the fans out there for listening, you know, to your show and tuning in.
Most definitely, most definitely. And we welcome you here tonight. And I want to start off by saying congratulations to all that you got going on right now. And I know it's such an honor to be the face and the spokesmodel of Men's Fashion Week LA.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm definitely humbled and honored to be in the position that I am. You know, FunBiz has afforded me many other opportunities as well. You know, thanks goes to God and Ms. Tamla Williams for making everything happen on her end.
Most definitely. Now, tell us, I know we're talking about Fashion Week and we're getting geared up for it. What does fashion mean to you?
Fashion means to me basically having your own individual style, no matter, you know, whether you like to wear bow ties or you like to wear suspenders. You know, fashion can be, you know, just you being an individual within, you know, your clothes and your apparel that you have already. So it's not going out buying a bunch of fancy clothes either. You know, it's just, you know, making the best of what you have at that time and making it look like something.
It is. It is. And how would you define, I would say, your city's Fashion Week and fashion?
Let's see. Well, right now, I'm particularly interested in, you know, the European type of look. You know, if you check my Instagram out and, you know, just different events that I attend, you know, my clothes are European style fit, and that's my style personally. Now, on a regular day, I'm usually walking around in basketball shorts and a T-shirt or something like that. I have my own brand, so, you know, I'm my own walking billboard as well. So that's what my style is.
Exactly. Exactly. Now tell us about the whole process of how you became Men's Fashion Week's face.
Okay. It was a grueling process, you know, but like they say, anything that comes easy is not worth it. So basically, we have the competition. It was held on Melrose Avenue, and basically there were about 100 to 150 other male models who sought the same opportunity that I did. And when you've built your foundation, you know, so thoroughly, and you know, you have so many events that you can, you know, vouch for to have under your belt, you know, it kind of speaks its own volumes. I've been known as a businessman my whole life. I took, you know, prepared speech classes and won several business entrepreneurship competitions as well. And all of those things that I learned in my past life, you know, when I lived in Chicago, have just paid off, I can really say, along with me being in the Navy and getting the integrity and discipline that I needed as well, and how to conduct myself, you know, around certain people. So Ms. Williams and her staff, you know, They saw without a doubt that I was the man for the job. And, you know, regardless of my background, you know, being from Chicago and, you know, my past life, basically giving me an opportunity as a young black man to really take over the world. And, I mean, that's what I want to do at the end of the day. I'm all about inspiring the youth and giving back. But it just doesn't go back to my city. It goes, you know, worldwide. It goes as far as reaching the entire world of African-American youth to do something better in life.
That is real. That is so real. And I do want to know, you know, to all the listeners out there that's listening in, you know, when you started spreading the word about your new venture, your new position, what was the thought, you know, on Men's Fashion Week? What was everybody's reaction when you let everybody know and you made that announcement?
Well, it's funny. One of my closest best friends that I was, you know, really close with out here in L.A., he admitted later on, he said, man, I didn't think you were going to win, you know, and that really kind of touched me a little bit because this is the same guy that I go out and party with and, I stay at his house and you don't believe, you don't see that drive in me that I have, you know, what it takes to succeed no matter what. So it really kind of was a joke to him because I almost didn't make the competition, which was the next day. That's a long story. But my family, they were supportive. And different people who've heard me talk about this, you know, in my past 2 years to say I'm going to get to where I need to get to regardless of what it takes. You know, making the right moves but not burning the bridges as I take the right steps.
That's real. And, you know, tell us a little bit, just a little bit about Men's Fashion Week. Well, we know that Men's Fashion Week is the only Men's Fashion Week in the United States right now.
That's
so
correct.
That's pretty major.
Yes, that's pretty hot. We are what you call the fifth wheel. There are four other major cities across the world, Shanghai, Paris, Vancouver, and London. And L.A. is the fifth wheel to instate a primary district American Men's Fashion Week into the city. And we're very excited about it. We've been around the city building the buzz up, as you would say, with different news outlets. The L.A. Times featured us about 2 weeks ago with an amazing article about what we're doing, our background, and also they debuted where we're going to hold the Men's Fashion Week, LA.
Amazing. That's amazing. And we know that your goal as well is to gain that recognition from American menswear fashion designers as well. You know, I know that sometimes within the industry, the fashion industry, some of the menswear and fashion has suffered a lack of visibility. So what is your take on that, and how can we make those changes? And are we making them right now with men's fashion?
Yes, we are currently making history as far as that. We do know that underrepresentation of the menswear community, and that is what we provide. So, I mean, we're definitely going to get the point across. And, I mean, this is my first year working with Men's Fashion Week LA, and it's definitely not going to be my last because as I make my mark on the world, I will make the mark as far as the menswear community is concerned as well because they'll know this is my stepping stone and this is where it starts. You know, if you want to have an up-and-coming brand and you want to be considered one of the elite, you have to go through Men's Fashion Week LA.
Now, is Men's Fashion Week just exclusive to American menswear or fashion designers or menswear fashion designers, I would say, or are they global?
No, it's definitely not limited to just American menswear designers.
Okay.
It is a global aspect, and we, like I said, you know, as we move forward, we definitely will earn that global recognition. Our goal is actually to gain universal recognition for American fashion designers. So, with, you know, you have to crawl before you walk, and by this being the first step, the amount of steps that we're taking right now are just gigantic steps. So I don't think we'll have any problem in the future getting the global recognition that we're going to get.
Now, which brands can we, I would say, determine to present at Men's Fashion Week LA during this season?
Okay, I'm going to mention my two favorites. I don't know if they're anybody else's, but Zane Rope and Billionaire's Boys Club will be a part of the Men's Fashion Week. Fashion Week LA, and Zane Rope is up and coming, and they're very excited as well to work with us. They also sponsor very well-known people that are already within the sports community, the entertainment industry, and the fashion industry. So you guys need to be on the lookout for Zane Rope because they're coming to go to the top. And everybody knows who Billionaires Boys Club is. They're very popular within the urban community. They're going for more business casual in the later years. So we're definitely excited to work with them as well.
Now, how many brands are expected to present in the Men's Fashion Week? Is there a certain number that you're going for?
We're not going for a specific number. Basically, whoever reaches out or whoever we've already touched hands and shook hands with while we were at the Magic Convention in Las Vegas, we made a lot of connects out there. And right now, we are at about 20, if I'm not mistaken. And I know our casting call, which is going to be on September 27th for male models out there looking to walk for some of the top designers in the world. They're going to be very excited, and we'll have more than enough models to accommodate those designers.
Now, tell us about the buyers. Who is expected to be there as well? Any specific buyers?
As of right now, we haven't touched base on specifics yet. We're still working that out.
Mm-hmm.
There definitely will be lots of buyers there, as well as department stores and retailers as well, which is, you know, the online community, because a lot of things are online and virtual now. So we definitely expect that. Expect a great representation.
And Men's Fashion Week is LA is also being held twice a year right now, currently twice a year.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now tell us a little bit about it from now until prior.
Basically, this show will be showcasing the collections for the summer collections of 2014. So a lot of shorts, a lot of T-shirts, that kind of thing. You know, every designer has their different touch on their apparel. So it won't be specific, you know, shirts or specific, you know, just boring apparel. It's going to be live and exciting, as I would say.
That is awesome. And I know a lot of people want to know who is behind Men's Fashion Week LA. So who actually produces Men's Fashion Week LA?
The lady in charge, she's actually a lady, and I call her a boss. She is definitely a boss. Her name is Pamela Williams. You can look her up on Google. You can go to the Men's Fashion Week website and shoot her a message. She does check the messages often. And her Instagram is Men's Fashion Week LA. She runs that as well. So she is a brilliant lady in charge of everything, and she's going to make sure that Men's Fashion Week LA is better than New York Fashion Week to come. And I'm going to make sure to it as well because I represent LA.
Exactly. I love that. You said I represent LA, I know.
Right.
And we see that, and we're seeing you everywhere. So everybody, you know, if they know your movement, you're everywhere. And you're letting the world know about Men's Fashion Week LA, and I love it. I love it. And I love that so many people are involved in really getting the message out, because I love that you put it out that way, too, because you're showing who is connected with Men's Fashion Week LA, and everybody's just, you know, being able to network and build with each other to make this project happen and a success, and I love it.
Well, to connect with us, I mean, it doesn't really take a whole lot. Our entire staff and our entire team is wonderful people, and we're very down to earth. We get along, you know, very well. Of course, we have our differences of opinion about different things and stuff like that, but it's all for the better of the company. So if you see one of us out, you know, just walking down the street in downtown LA or in Hollywood or something, you can feel free to approach any one of us, because we all, you know, first of all, we're humble and we're appreciative of life, which says so many things. And then, you know, we like to talk, we like to network as well. And, you know, basically our mission, you know, is, you know, where the menswear community can come connect and exchange ideas and network with each other. That is actually our mission statement. It's funny that you mentioned that.
Yes, and you know, also I want to know as well, there's so many fashion weeks going on. I know I've been to Charlotte Fashion Week. I'm here for New York Fashion Week, and now, you know, Men's Fashion Week LA. What I would say is the difference? And, you know, just from any others, you know, that's going on, not just because it's a Men's Fashion Week, but what would you say would be the highlight of Men's Fashion Week LA out of all of them?
Well, to me, I mean, I've never been to New York, so I really can't speak on that. But Charlotte's of the world and the Dallas's of the world, and there's even one other city that has, you know, a fashion week, and I think they're all a joke. I have to tell you that because I saw their production, I saw their team of people, and I compared them to us, and how, you know, it's really funny. When we met with the California Market Center, which is where Men's Fashion Week is going to be at, we actually met, you know, the top people, and they said they were very surprised that we were coming to them as early as we were to get everything nipped in the bud. We're not waiting to the last minute, you know, to throw things together. This is we understand that this is a production. This is our first year, which sets the standard for the years to come, and we will definitely
rock
this for sure.
And I know it can be hectic behind the scenes. Woo. I've been a part of several fashion weeks. You know, how are you preparing for all that madness? How are you making sure that you're on top of it and you're together and we're ready?
Well, to Miss Nikki Rich and to all of our listeners out there, I asked God for an opportunity of this sort about 2 years ago, and like they say, you need to be careful what you ask for, because once it gets going, it can be overwhelming. Now, I've just learned to deal with it by, you know, maintaining my same enthusiasm day by day. As you all know, to get to be the face of L.A., you know, requires certain votes, a certain number of votes, you know, which means you have to go out there and meet people. It wasn't just online marketing yourself, things like that. You actually have to get out there. So if you saw me at the Garment District or if you saw me at the Santa Monica Pier getting you to pull out your phone, you and your entire family to vote for me, you put it in the right hands. And that's, you know, when I get low at my lowest point, you know, for what's going on behind the scenes, I just think about that struggle and that grind that it took to get here and why I wanted to get here. I actually saw a vision for this company, and I definitely want to help contribute to it.
And it's good that, you know, like I say, you're able to network and just build and able to exchange ideas with each other just to make this a success. And I know it's teamwork. Make the dream work, and y'all are making it happen.
Yes, we are. We definitely are. You know, other key components that I have to mention are we have our style ambassadors. They're going to have a style suite, Norris and Thrash. They're out in L.A. everywhere you can think of. Just look for one short guy, one tall guy, both, you know, just impeccable style. You'll know who they are. You won't even have to ask who they are. And they're going to have their own style suite where, you know, we're going to have some shoe shining. We may have some haircuts that we're doing for Men's Fashion Week, which is Monday and Tuesday. And can't give all the way the goodies of the style suite, but it's going to be a place. It's going to be a place of heaven for men, basically.
I love it. And, you know, we get to see all the prints, the colors, and so much more from all the designers and stylists. And I'm so looking forward to being a part of it as well. And I know you got lots of editors, publication, bloggers, and media sources that are reaching out to you to be a part of this amazing event.
Yes, we do. You know, we just, like we said, we're just very excited. We're excited that the people are excited. I've been to numerous of red carpet events and things like that where the fashion-conscious people of L.A. are taking, you know, grace of this, and they look forward to attending as well. And I'm the most excited because I'm going to be hosting these wonderful people on the red carpet. So, you know, just to get a chance to interact with them and, you know, see what they're looking forward to and see what their style is like, first of all. And, I look forward to all of us having a great time.
That is awesome. Well, you know, I'm glad that you're here tonight just to share what is going on with Men's Fashion Week LA and keeping us updated. And we're definitely going to continue to let everybody know what's going on and all the news and updates. And I know you're in news articles as well and everywhere. You're just pretty much everywhere, and everybody's reaching out. And we're going to continue to keep updated. And we do know that on October the 14th through the 15th, Men's Fashion Week will be at the Market Center, the California Market Center, that is. So
Yeah.
Everybody can come out as well. Now, tell us about this hashtag. I know everybody is so savvy out here. Tell us about the future. What does the future mean?
Okay, the future is basically listeners. We want you to listen in now, okay? So Rihanna refers to her following as the Navy. And, you know, myself and the executive producer and her assistant Christina and Norris and Thrash, we all sat down and, you know, we realized that we do have a lot of supporters and we want them to feel connected to us. We want them to feel more like family versus, you know, oh, we're just following a brand or we're just following a company. We want you to feel in tune with us, and we definitely encourage you to support us even more, you know, as much as you can on your different avenues and resources. And what the future refers to as our group of extended family, which are our supporters. So if you guys are out there and you're rocking with Men's Fashion Week LA, you are our future, you know, definitely, no matter what age you are, because Men's Fashion Week, this is only our first time in LA doing it, but that doesn't make us, you know, novice at all, because we're going to keep going, we're going to keep going forward, and we're going to make this bigger and bigger and bigger.
And you know what I love about it? I love to, you got to dare to be different, and I love that you're being different, because guess what? It's the only one that's
yeah.
in the U.S., so that's, you can't get no different than that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a risk-taking involved, but, you know, like I said, with the wonderful lady behind the scenes of Men's Fashion Week, Miss Williams, she's brilliant. She knows plenty of people. She's
mm-hmm.
well-versed in the fashion world of background, and she also has her own team of fashion-conscious people that are behind the scenes that work with her as well. Christian DeLuca is one of them. He is our bow tie connoisseur. I actually met him at the competition to become the face of LA, and I walked in there and I saw him with his bow tie on. I had looked him up and did my research a little bit, but to know,
yeah.
you know his background and how wonderful of a person he is. He's very friendly, and he actually probably was one of the reasons why I actually won, because when I walked in there and, you know, a tall, handsome guy, you know, that's dressed right, has everything presented right, he said, we love this guy. We love him. We love Chicago. We love everything. There was no question
exactly.
at all. Yeah, but Christian DeLuca, he's very inspirational in the fashion world. So to have him behind us, and, you know, everyone has their own team of people. So when you get that one
mm-hmm.
person to vouch for you, you have their entire following as well. So we're very fortunate.
You do. Now, what are, I would say, some of your fashion goals right now with Men's Fashion Week LA? What are some of your goals?
Some of my goals, fashion-wise. Fashion-wise, would to just be to look my best. First of all, I have to deal with this casting call, which is on September 27th. So that's going to
okay.
be very intense. I want to set the standard for that day as well, just to let them know, hey, you know, if you guys want to run next year and you want to be the face of this amazing company, then this is what you need to do, and this is how you need to look, and this is the background that you need to have. So if you don't have it, you can build it from now until next February when I have to release my position, you know, and I'll be looking forward to seeing, you know, what work and how I've inspired them to become, you know, the best they
can. Mm-hmm. Well, that's hot.
Yeah. And then just,
that
I mean, like hot. I said, on a regular day, I mean, you can just catch me, or I mean, if I'm not taking care of any business like that, I usually have just, you know, my brand, which is my TMK brand stamp, and I have that shirt on, and basically I'm walking around the city. You know who I am. Like I said, I'm very personable, very friendly as well, and not shy at all, as you can tell. And yeah.
That is awesome. And I tell you, you know, like you said, you're a walking billboard. All of us pretty much are.
We are.
We all are, you know. Image is everything. So anytime we go out there, we got to look good. Image is the key.
Image is the key, and then being who you say you are. I mean, I'm from Chicago, so, you know, we're pretty content with just being regular people, but living in a jungle in LA where everybody's aspiring to be whatever they want to be in their respective fields,
mm-hmm.
You just have to, you know, have that certain background about yourself, have that certain persona, you know, to where people want to talk to you and see who you are and how you engage with others and stuff like that. So that those are the most important parts to me. You know, like I just, I don't know if you've seen the pictures. I was just at the anti-bullying campaign.
Yeah,
where, you know, a lot of celebrities were there and stuff like that. And even though I am who I am, those people still don't know me. So I had to introduce myself and let them know, hey, this is who I am, this is who I represent. And, you know, we, as a matter of fact, the mayor from Calabasas was so impressed with what the menswear, Men's Fashion Week LA stands for. He's definitely going to be in attendance, you know.
Wow.
In October. So for him to come, you know, it only says, you know, so many things. You know, you have those kind of people from Calabasas. He's all the way in Calabasas to drive to downtown LA to come join us. It's great.
It is. And I tell you, you know, it's truly amazing because it's going to be so many people that come out. And like you say, it's the first time and everybody, they're really going to be, you know, just ready to go and see the hottest new fashions and, you know, be able to meet the designers and just see everyone that's out there to partake in this event. And again, you know, the Nikki Rich Show will be live. We're going to be in the building supporting the movement, and we're grateful to be a part of it as well. So, you know, we just thank you for the invitation as well, and we're going to let the world know about Men's Fashion Week LA.
Sounds good. So where's your co-host, Mr. Gianni? Where is he at these days?
He's trying to call in now. Mr. Gianni, CJ, he's supposed to be here, but I know he had just texted me as well, so, you know, get to a quiet spot.
Okay.
So shout out to Mr. Gianni that's tuned in as well. And he's listening in. You know, we got to get him in and just a few. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to you, and we're going to wrap it up, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Hold tight. And we're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show. This is
Rich
a
show.
Welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet, and we got our special guest co-host in the building. We got Men's Fashion Week LA, the face of Men's Fashion Week LA, Mr. Brian Siebley. We got Gianni in the building. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Nikki Rich? What's going on, Brian? How you doing?
Pretty good, man, pretty good.
Oh, man, it's good to hear you on. I know I was running around traffic, getting some things done. That, you know, you guys have a show tonight, so been trying to get some things kind of in order. But how's it going? You got Men's Fashion Week sold up.
It's pretty busy these days, man. You know, especially when we get closer and closer to the date. You know, we have the casting call coming up for the male models on September 27th. So just getting everything ready and prepared for that and reaching out to the different agencies that want their models featured and getting ready for the actual event, October 14th and 15th, man. Very excited, you know, getting the city pumped up.
Right. That's the way to do it. So, I mean, since you've been a spokesperson, like, how has it been for you? Like, it's been busy. It's been, like, a whole different, you know, side. Like, what's your perspective of it?
My perspective is great things, man. You know, this is what I asked for. You know, I sat in church 2 years ago, and, you know, basically I said, Lord, show me the way. Show me what I'm not doing right, you know. And I think, you know, he corrected everything before this happened. And, you know, I landed the spot to be the face of Men's Fashion Week LA, and I can definitely tell you I was more prepared than I thought I was. You know, just going to different events.
I know, that's right.
Handling, you know, conflict of schedules and stuff like that, you know, but Men's Fashion Week LA has definitely boosted my career. It's definitely taken it to the level and notch that I needed it to go to, you know. Miss Pamela Williams, she's an incredible executive producer, and just meeting with her, speaking with her, and getting this tremendous event ready has been great, man.
Oh, man, that's what's up. That's like, I know that's definitely a blessing, and I just want to commend you myself, because I know that you, like, you're a hustler. For those that don't know, Brian gets the job done. He goes hard hard in the paint, Nikki. And if you see, I mean, this guy, he gets out there. Like, if anybody know, like I said, I respect this guy, you know, because he gets out here and he does what, you know, in the name of fashion, in the name of his modeling career, in the name of, you know, he put his own self out there, you know. I know that he was doing a lot of foot action, getting people to, you know, support, you know, like, and it's a wonderful thing to just see that, you know, you achieve so much. And you know, you're new, and you're in Cali now. Because you recently relocated here, right?
Well, basically, I lived in San Diego. I was in the Navy. You know, as you all know, I was in the Navy. And basically, I got tired of commuting. You know, I showed the passion and desire that I had to be successful within this business by picking up everything when I needed to and to drive to L.A. a good hour and a half, 2 hours, whenever I was needed up here. Because
Right. Wherever
your dream is, you need to go get it. You know, it's not going to come to you. You have to go get it. So
exactly. Just,
yeah, so, you know, basically doing those two-hour trips and spending my last $150 to go to a casting call that would take me to that next level was like when I got selected to go host for Lisa Ray's fashion show last Memorial Day. That's what I needed to catapult me to that next level, to where I could meet the celebrities and their photographers and different stuff like that. Because once you get cool with the photographers, you can go to any event you want to. It's just a networking game, but they need to see that you're in that same field as them. They don't want you to just be around as extra weight. They want you to be able to hold your own and be, you know, be about something when you tell somebody. So, yeah, man, I basically just, you know, basically came up here and built my own foundation and asked God, you know, for guidance every day. And it's happened, Gianni. It's happened, man.
Man, that's what's up. And I know, you know, if you dream it, you can achieve it.
Yeah, basically. you can.
And you're making it happen. And I tell you, you know, that's why we have you here, because we have those that inspire and that tell us, you know, tell the others you can do it no matter what, no matter what you're going through, no matter, you know, that was a sacrifice you were making every time you drove. It was a sacrifice. But guess what?
Right.
You made it happen. And look where you are today.
That's, I mean, you know, I could just look back and say when I was in the Navy, I had rank, I had money coming in, you know, on a consistent basis, first and 15th paychecks. But at the end of the day, that's not what filled me up. That's not what made me happy. So I kind of had to leave myself in that situation and say, look, what makes you happy? And I'm very lucky that I have a second love in my life, which is, you know, entertainment, modeling, event hosting. I love hosting events because it's engaging an audience you know, and captivating them to where they don't feel like they're outside of their house. They're at home, but they're being entertained, you know, with the different guests that you have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. You know, and we're so excited about your movement and Men's Fashion Week in L.A. And, you know, what's to come is, you know, this is just only the beginning. We're excited about it. So we're ready to see it happen and unfold. And what's more, get ready for 2014.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. But that's
yet
to come.
I want to shout out our bloggers that will be at Men's Fashion Week LA, very prominent people in the LA community. They're in New York Fashion Week right now. His name is Blake Scott of Anything and Everything LA. So if you're on Instagram, go follow him, Blake Scott. And he's joined by Ash Tiana as well, which is his partner in crime. And they'll be there. They have tons of followers on Instagram. So if you go check them out and, you know, tag them as well, then they might get you some followers.
For sure. Now, is there any inspirational words or anything you would like to share with us tonight, whether it's me, Gianni, or the listeners out there, anything you want to leave us with tonight?
You know, first of all, I want to tell you, Gianni, man, I look up to you. You know, I mean, we're probably in the same age bracket a little bit, man. You got probably a little bit more going on than I do, but it's okay, man. You know, we both gonna meet each other at the top. And when I saw you, because I met you through Dana, you know who Dana is, Dana Fights D Network, she told me,
this boy is bad.
You know, you bad, man. And I checked you out because I'm a Scorpio. I'm not really easy impressed. And I looked at you and I checked out your Instagram, man, and you all over the place, man. So I guess we kind of on the same playing field as far as, you know, getting our names out there and really making sure that what we want to do in life is all that matters and, you know, that we give back as well and inspire others.
Oh, yeah.
What they focus on life, man, you know. And this Nikki Rich, I checked you out and done my homework and research. It's really funny because I've had the opportunity to meet you. Things just didn't work out. Gianni can, you know, explain to you about that later. But I'm very sorry that I couldn't meet you in person because you sound like a great person. You know, you have tons of support as well with your internet radio show. I'm looking to broadcast you, you know, more and more as you need me to. And definitely come get interviewed on the red carpet. I'm going to blow you up.
Most definitely. And
I'm looking forward.
We're looking forward to it. Me and Gianni, and we're going to take over.
And then to the listeners out there, I don't care what age you are, what race you are, I want to tell you guys this, you know, no matter where you come from and what your background is, you know, if you want to make a change, then you'll make a change in life no matter what the situation is. And whatever you really want to do in life, you need to hang around people who can inspire you and, you know, encourage you to keep going forward to achieve what you need to achieve. I want to tell you what has me going so hard right now, okay? So the movie 42 just came out with Jackie Robinson. And to see that movie, I mean, you hear about them on ESPN, you hear about them in the books. When you see the movie of how he got to the position that he got to and that time and era of this world, if that doesn't inspire you, I don't know what will. And that's all I'm going to say.
That's real. Well, be on the lookout. Men's Fashion Week, Ryan Sibley. Miss Fashion Week LA, Nikki Rich Show, Gianni CJ, we're going to be in the building.
Oh, yeah. look out for us. And, you know, everyone's doing such an amazing job at what they do. And the movement is real, everybody. You know, you guys definitely got to come out and check out Brian Sibley from Men's Fashion Week. Even check out his, you know, check out his movement. Follow him, you know. He has a lot of great things going on, as well as Nikki Rich and myself. So it's something you definitely don't want to miss out on.
Now tell us, too, in case they wanted to learn more, where can they go to? I know you got the social networking going on and the website. Where could they go to?
Okay, my Instagrams are Men's Fashion Week LA, okay? And my personal Instagram is The Model Kells, T-H-E-M-O-D-E-L-K-E-L-L-S. And you can check me out on Facebook as well, Brian E. Sibley, S-I-B-L-E-Y. Google, you know, you can find out a lot about me on there. And right now my website will be up and running before Men's Fashion Week LA because it's getting edited for bigger and better things to come for 2014. I got a couple important calls in regards to some events going on next year. So I want to make sure everything is in tip-notch condition. And, yeah, basically just bigger and better things happening.
Well, we just thank you again for being our guest, and we're going to be updated, and we're going to keep the listeners updated with Men's Fashion Week, and we hope that y'all are enjoying the show tonight, and it's just truly a blessing just to have you on. You know, here we're a positive platform where we just share amazing projects and give the people out there the tools that they need to be successful. But here we put God first in everything we do, and people say, well, how do you get these guests and you know, different things like that? I tell you, it's nothing but God, because He leads them to the show. And like I said, the platform is not about me; it's about you guys. And we're going to continue to spread the word and let everybody know. And we're just so truly thankful that you took out your time to come on tonight.
Thank you all, listeners. God is good, and I just want to thank you all for tuning in to the Nikki Rich Show. I want to thank co-host Mr. Jaron CJ. We're out here in the same city, man. We're moving around, you know, two young black brothers, successful, you know, doing really what their calling is. And we just want to inspire you guys.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. We out here getting it, you know, and we got to be inspiration. We definitely have to continue to inspire, you know, and pave way. Just like you said, we got to give back and, you know, and shit, plant them seeds.
That's
it. Right, it's harvest season.
Well, thank you again. And, you know, we always end by saying we wish you all the best. Much love and success. And tonight we end by saying God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
Thank you so much. And everybody, you were just listening to Men's Fashion Week LA, Brian Sibley. We have Gianni CJ here with us tonight, and it's truly an amazing night. And shout out to all the listeners that's hitting me up, that's tuned in. Much love to all the supporters of the Nikki Rich Show. I see we got magazines that's tuned in, and so much more. So it's truly a blessing. Lipspeak magazine, thank you for listening in, and so many more across the globe. Miss Kendra Hamilton, PR, KH Enterprises, thank you for listening in. So many more across the globe. So everybody that's listening in, thank you. And I know I'm getting several people from Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, everywhere that's hitting me up telling me they're listening in. And thank you guys for all your support. For those who don't know, right now we're currently standing with well over 450,000 listeners. And here we're not only being heard on the Nikki Rich Show platform, we're being heard as well on College Underground Radio and on iTunes as well. And again, like I said, our global affiliates in Australia, Germany, as well as London, and so much more that I can go on and on. But, you know, I just want to take out the time to thank you guys for listening in. And we're going to continue to spread the word about the Nikki Rich Show and just continue to grow. And we got so much more in store. I don't know if everybody knows this, but I myself was featured on SoulTrain.com as a media mogul, so that's pretty hot. And you have to go check out the article on the front page. It's the comeback. And I would like to take out the time to thank Mr. Joe Walker for featuring me on Soul Train, and thank SoulTrain.com. You know, Soul Train is history. So it's something everybody want to be a part of, and that's pretty hot, you know, just to be featured there. And also, I'm still number one DJ for Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're still holding on, so that's pretty amazing. We're making it happen. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to wind things down here tonight, and we're going to go right now. But y'all keep a lock to the Nikki Rich Show.
Stop the presses. Arthur Andrea Clinton has done it again. Niece of the legendary George Clinton of Parliament Funkadelic has brought us her second novel in the Life Knows No Bounds series. A blessing and a curse is what Malika deems her gift of visions of the future. But to women on the outside looking in, Malika got it going on. A handsome, successful husband, obedient kids, an art career. Who would ask for more? But then her gift of sight warns her of her husband's desire to leave her. Malika can't figure out what's gone wrong, but a needed vacation and a tall, dark, and wealthy admirer inspire her newfound strength. But to what detrimental end? Andrew Clinton once again takes us on a roller coaster ride full of drama, mystery, and suspenseful twists in A Blessing and a Curse, her new novel. Purchase your copy of A Blessing and a Curse and Andrew's other books, One Who Loves You More and Red Dollar, on Amazon.com and anywhere books are sold. Pick up your copy today.
The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. This is national performing artist and stage, film, TV actress Angela Shawnette Felix. Follow me on Twitter, Angela S. Felix, A-N-G-E-L-A, S for Sam, F for Frank, E-L-I-X for X-ray. You are listening to The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show, hottest radio show on the planet. Monday through Friday, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more info, NikkiRichShow.com.
SingTheDivas.com.
Hi, my name is Ella Glasgow. I'm a vocalist and entertainer, and I need your help to get my new show, Every Woman, a Tribute to the Divas, off the ground.
SingTheDivas.com.
It's a Las Vegas-style show filled with sparkly costumes, dancers, background singers, and live musicians. We'll start showcasing in Florida November 4th. Your contribution will be supporting a lot of artists, and you'll receive some great rewards. The fundraiser ends September 11th, so go check out SingTheDivas.com and consider contributing today. From the team, thank you.
SingTheDivas.com.
All right, to all the listeners out there, we welcome you back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We would like to take the time to thank you, listeners, for listening in. I got a lot of phone calls from everybody, and again, we welcome you back. Be sure and tune in tomorrow. I don't know if you know, but we got Miss Ruby Modine in the house, and you might know Miss Ruby Modine. She is an actress, and she is also the daughter of Matthew Modine. So we're going to be talking with Hollywood's own Ruby Modine tomorrow. So it's going to be a pretty amazing show at 2 p.m. This is the afternoon show tomorrow, so we're going to be talking with her at 2 p.m. tomorrow, and we hope that everybody else stay tuned in. And I know next week we have some amazing Hollywood major film directors and actresses that are coming through as well. And we got Cupid. You know, have you heard of the Cupid Shuffle? Well, we have the Cupid of the Cupid Shuffle. He will be in the building next week. It's going to be hot. So we're going to be talking with Cupid. And that's what he's known for. He is a multi-platinum recording artist, that is. So going to be a pretty amazing show next week. And we wind things down here tonight, guys, because we've had an amazing show. I do want to say to all the listeners, if you want to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, you can email us, NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. You can go to NikkiRichShow@gmail.com, and you can also go to NikkiRichShow.com. We are updating every day. We'll be updating tonight. We will be displaying this episode on the Nikki Rich Show website, and it's on iTunes right after the show. It's on iTunes, and you can download it for free. It doesn't cost a thing, and you can download it on iTunes as well as being heard on College in the Ground Radio. And again, we're wrapping it up by saying, you know, we're going to end with, we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless, and God bless you all, and you all have a good night. You're rocking with Nikki Rich, the hottest radio station on the planet.
Nikki Rich!
You're now listening to the hottest show on the internet, the Nikki Rich Show.